Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community.
Welcome to our show. My name is Deborah Rose, and I'm your host on Circle Talk. Circle Talk is one of the shows featured on CSNP, Circle Sanctuary Network Podcast. CSNP has a lineup of rotating shows throughout the month. Mondays feature Lunatic Mondays with host Laura Gonzalez, and they alternate in weeks in English and Spanish. It can be Tuesday without Circle Talk, and I continue to be the host for this fun show on the first and third Tuesdays of each month. Wednesday features nature's none other than Selena Fox. Are you in the mood for some magic? Then you'll want to tune in on Thursdays for Moon Magic with Jeanette and David Ewing. We have such a fun and informative lineup of shows, and we hope that you try them all. Spiral of Change. That is the theme for this year's PSG. The 41st Annual Pagan Spirit Gathering, or PSG, will be held virtually this year from June 25th to June 27th via a private Facebook group. We have a full and fulfilling round-the-clock schedule featuring those finest presenters sharing their knowledge and musicians offering concerts. For more information or to register, please go to circlesanctuary.spiritgathering, click on that, and it will give you all your information and tell you how to register. We're actually going to get a preview of PSG tonight, as we have one of the featured musicians at PSG this year, Wendy Rule. Australian visionary songstress Wendy Rule defines categorization. She combines gothic, folk, world, ambient, and cabaret music, woven through mythological and magical references that honor her pagan spirituality. Renowned for her extraordinary voice and live shows that blur the line between music, ritual, and theater, Wendy takes her audience on an outwardly journey of depth and passion. And I am so excited to introduce her to you all. I have actually seen her live in concert, and we're going to get to chat with her and hear her music. So let's welcome Wendy to Circle Talk. Welcome, Wendy.
Oh, hey. So lovely to be here.
Hey. I know. I saw you years ago, probably 10 years ago. I think it was about 10 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Okay. It was just excellent. You were just excellent. So I'm very excited to introduce you and your music to our listeners. How would you describe your style?
Oh, wow. I guess it's kind of, it depends who I'm describing it to. If it's someone I've just met in an elevator, I kind of say something like gothic folk. If it's someone who I'm dancing around a fire late at night at a pagan festival, I'll say it's dark, witchy, magical, otherworldly, spiritual, I guess the most important thing for me with my music is emotional honesty. And so I'm very open and exploratory about the human journey, and I can only come from my own perspective, so the journey of my own human heart. And I love to explore the human journey through through the window of mythology, because mythology makes the personal kind of interpersonal. I can connect in with, I especially love Greek mythology, and I can connect in with Greek mythology and see my own story in that and explore that and write a song about it. But then when someone listens to that song through the prism of mythology, that story becomes their story, not just my individual story. So Yeah, and, you know, I'm a Scorpio born on Northern Hemisphere Samhain, so, you know, I love connecting in with the underworld, and
you
I think
are
that's
passionate.
One of my... I am. I love it because I think that's one area that, you know, is in the mainstream culture, in our kind of overculture, the underworld and darkness
yeah.
and very
mm-hmm.
maligned, and so... I like to redress that balance and explore the power and magic and beauty and healing qualities of the underworld. So you just inevitably I find myself doing that. It's not even necessarily conscious. I just have that kind of gothic tendency. So, you know,
yeah.
there's lots of those themes throughout my music.
So your music, like you said, is dark, but I think it's very healing. And I would
yeah.
say... transformative is a word that comes to me with about your music. So
thank you.
It's very, very empowering. So
thank you.
Well, let's hear a selection from an earlier CD. Let's hear Artemis
okay.
from the CD Deity.
Okay.
I'll be you today.
that is so beautiful. That is just so
thank
beautiful.
You.
What was the inspiration behind that song?
Well, I love the goddess Artemis, and
mm-hmm.
I guess I wrote that whilst I was in Australia, and
mm-hmm.
I was camping, which I often did when I was living in
mm-hmm.
Australia, and I was out in a beautiful area of forest, I would say bush in Australia,
mm-hmm.
and it's quite corny, really, but it's truly a true story. I saw a kangaroo hop on by, and I felt this... And I felt this urge to, you know, it was running, you know, they're fast or hopping or whatever, jumping. And I just felt this urge to follow it. And so I started like running through the forest. I was leaping over logs and I just felt this surge of raw energy. And then I kind of stopped. I didn't have any intention of catching it. I just felt this surge of energy that the kangaroo led me on. And I realized,
right.
Oh, wow, that's the energy of Artemis. And it's running through me right now. Even though Artemis is a Greek goddess, I found myself on the other side of the world, thousands of years after her temples were originally built, and yet here she is right now within me, and I realized that transcend space and time. You can access them
mm-hmm.
regardless of space, time, gender, anything like that. They exist in their own right, and you can access them within you, and so that's why it's Artemis of the eucalypts, because the eucalyptus trees, of course, are what
mm-hmm.
the forests of part of Australia that I grew up in are made of. So, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So that's
the story. That is beautiful.
Yeah.
Did you,
thank
I'm
you.
Always curious to see, because, again, we'll hear your music, and your music is very rich with your spirituality. Did you grow up pagan, or how did you find this path?
I definitely didn't grow up pagan. I just found it through following my own heart. I grew up in a pretty low-key Christian family, like nothing kind of,
mm-hmm.
just you know, a background of Christianity, church at kind of Christmas and Easter, and, you know, that
mm-hmm.
was about it. But I always felt this incredibly strong connection with nature and also with the world of fairies. And I felt
mm-hmm.
As a kid, I was very kind of trippy, like I could trance out very easily. And I realized, you know, now I look back and it was pretty astral in that I could fly. You know,
right.
There's a blurred line between my, you know, my, I don't know, physical life and my spiritual life. I often didn't quite know where the line began and ended. And so I felt I definitely had a very esoteric occult kind of leaning, and I loved nature and spent loads of time just happy to just climb a tree and sit up there all afternoon. And
mm-hmm.
and so, yeah, I guess in my early 20s, I began just searching for a spiritual path, knowing that I had this yearning within me and had always loved fairy tale and myth and knew, you know, was well versed in both,
mm-hmm.
and stumbled across an esoteric shop in Melbourne called the Esoteric Bookshop, and it was near
mm-hmm.
where I was living at the time, and it was always felt so dark and mysterious, and I'd walk by and it smelt of incense, and there was this strange old wizard guy in there, and I kind of braved going in one day, like, ooh, it was like something out of Diagon Alley, you know, and I went in and heard, just sort of kind of browsing nonchalantly, knowing nothing, I had no connection to that world, and heard someone talking about witchcraft, and my ears pricked up, and so I kind of asked the guy in the shop, you know, what's the deal with this? And he pointed me in the direction of a book, and it was Marion Weinstein's Positive Magic, which is still,
mm-hmm.
I think, an excellent introduction to witchcraft.
Mm-hmm.
So I bought the book, suddenly realized, oh, right, this is what I'm after. And that kind of spiritual epiphany coincided with the birth of my son, who actually, it's his birthday today, 29 today. So that's how long I've been, that's how long I've been practicing witchcraft for. And I guess kind of like feeling that goddess energy within me when I was pregnant and birthing him. And then, yeah, just opening up my heart and whole sense of self opened up. And then once I discovered witchcraft, I just began writing, you know, and wrote my first album not long after. So that's the condensed version of that story.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, let's hear a song from the album, CD. I say album. Can you tell my age? The CD,
yeah,
World.
It is. I think it is
world.
An album. Yeah.
Okay. There, okay. And let's hear the song Deity.
Okay.
I am the maiden.
Wendy, that was Deity from the CD Deity, correct?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, I couldn't read my own writing. It was not Between the Worlds. World Between the Worlds. We're going to play another song in a minute. I can't read my own. I can't believe my own writing.
Okay.
So this past year has been crazy with the pandemic. Lot of changes. How has the pandemic affected you? I hope you and your family have all been safe throughout this past adventure.
Well, thankfully we have been, which is a relief. I mean, my husband Tim and I pretty low throughout most of it here in Santa Fe in New Mexico, you know, which is a pretty small town. And I mean, mostly what I do when I'm here, if I'm not on tour, I get up and I hike in the morning up to my local mountain and come back and, you know, write and do my rituals and all that kind of stuff. And so in a way, I was happy just to hibernate throughout that, you know, and I didn't feel a need to be socializing and doing all that kind of stuff. So we did kind of stay pretty safe in that way. Of course, you know, I had a whole amazing year of gigs and tours and planned.
Right.
I had two tours to Australia, one to Europe, and then festivals all over the States planned for last year, which, of course, instantly fell through. You know, that was that.
Yeah.
And so then it was like this mad scramble, like every other musician on the planet, oh, my God, what do we do? And so you stay adaptable. I mean, at least, you know, I've spent the last, God, most of my life working for myself as a musician and, you know, teacher and all the rest of it. And so we just adapted. And part of that, I mean, I am pretty lucky in that my husband Tim is a kind of tech expert. So transferring everything to online wasn't too hard for us. And I realized I actually really enjoyed it. And then I also had the advantage that for the year, well, actually 2 years leading up to the whole pandemic disaster, I'd already been doing a concert online for every single full moon. And the year before, I had transferred that over to my Patreon page. So I was doing this series of full moon magic concerts and just continued that and let people know that, hey, I can't do these live in-person concerts, but if you want to see me do a concert, head over to my Patreon page. And it ended up being fantastic. Like, the community grew. I felt like an overwhelming level of support. And yeah, every single month I do this like hour-long concert themed around the astrological sign of the full moon. So I'd go through my back catalogue and find songs that fitted the themes and do a few covers and things like that. Really fun, you know. And so began to completely enjoy this whole thing of doing my concerts online, and still realized that sense of community doesn't just disappear because we can't see each other face to face. It, in a way, it kind of strengthened because we all realized how much we need each other, you know? But then an awful thing happened last year, which kind of rocked my world, and my dad got diagnosed with terminal cancer, and that was back in August.
And
it was terrible. And so knowing I had to make a mad dash back to Australia, not easy to get flights back there at all at that time. And so anyway, I did a huge fundraiser concert on online concert thing, which is a wonderful platform, especially for pagan artists. And S.J. Tucker was instrumental in getting me involved in that. And did a big fundraiser concert, and my community totally came through and helped me buy this ludicrously expensive plane fare back to Australia. And I managed to get back in time and nurse my dad through to his death in January. And so a huge time, but transformative and beautiful in its way. And so just a massive year for me, where everything was thrown into upheaval, but I made it to Australia safely. I was able to be there for my dad and my sisters and was able to get back safely. So I can't ask for much more than that, you know?
Absolutely. Now, for our listeners who don't know, tell a little bit about what a Patreon page is, and if they'd like to support you, how they can find it to do that.
Okay. So Patreon is this amazing online platform that's designed as an interface so that creators, whether you're a musician or artist or teacher or anything, can interact directly with their community, with their audience, and the audience can subscribe to the Patreon page and therefore keep the creator financially afloat at the same time as building community and gaining access to Patreon-only products, I guess, things. Mm-hmm. And so what I offer my Patreons is for $2 a month, you can sign up. And there's a link on my website, wendyrule.com. There's links on the bottom of every page of my website. Or you can just go to patreon.com, P-A-T-R-E-O-N, patreon.com, forward slash Wendy Rule for me, or forward slash Kellyanna for Kellyanna, or Sharon Knight, and you know, all these amazing pagan artists. We're all up there doing our thing. And so, yeah, you just head to my website or head to Patreon and you can sign up really easily. So for $2 a month, you get access to my online concerts and a whole heap of other, like I offer discounts that are Patreon-only discounts. Like next week I start another round of it's a month-long online course called Positive Magic, where I, from full moon to full moon, and I send out like a meditation each day and we do rituals and it's totally amazing. And so Patreon's supporters on my page get a 20% discount off that, and you know, loads and loads of perks. And then I do dark moon magic as well for my there's Patreon works in tiers, so you choose your $2 tier, your $5 tier, etc.
Right.
So dark moon magic is like an inner circle, and then you get like a meditation, an audio guided meditation each month, and ritual notes and yeah, it's lovely. So check it out. You can head over to my Patreon page and find out all about it, or just write to me at wendy@wendyrule.com if you've got any questions, and I'll fill you in.
Absolutely. So if we have a listener that they would like to purchase your music, they can go to your website, and can they purchase albums off there?
Yeah. The website will direct you to Bandcamp, which is just the best place to get music for musicians. But you can see everything laid out there on my website, and it will just click through to Bandcamp. And Bandcamp you can get – I actually am packing and shipping right here from my desk here in Santa Fe. So the advantage to buying on Bandcamp is I can sign the albums for you, and you can also get them digitally and all that. But, yeah, but I can do all that. I always write a little handwritten thank you note because I'm so grateful to people who are actually, when there's so much free stuff around, it's just extra lovely when people actually pay for music these days, you know?
Yeah, that is nice. And again, hopefully next year we'll be in a place that we can festival meet in person. And I have to say, that's always been a bonus about buying someone's music at their concert, is because they usually are able to sign it. So I'm really glad you let everyone know that. Well, let's hear this one, World Between the Worlds, the song Dissolve.
Oh, okay, thanks.
that is so beautiful. Tell me about that song.
Thank you. Well, okay, it's obviously it starts with it is Samhain and the veils are thin.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really just sinking straight into that Samhain energy and, you know, which is my scorpionic duty. And it's and I think that's the thing, you know, it starts with the lyrics, you know, it is Samhain and the veils are thin.
Right.
And that's it. It's about not forcing anything, not trying to push. It's actually just stepping into that really yin energy of opening up and allowing and being still enough to experience that thinning of between the worlds and mm-hmm. opening up to the other world. And it takes a level of bravery because you have to let go of a sense of your kind of ego self and just mm-hmm. dissolve into that infinite possibility and mm-hmm. step away from trying to control a situation. So yeah,
right.
it's really just fully embracing the gifts of Samhain, which of course have their challenges. Yeah.
You know, you mentioned that you're writing music. I'm always curious. I'm always just very enamored with creative people. When something comes up, does the music come first to you, or do the lyrics, or how does that process work for you?
It still feels strangely mysterious to me, which I guess is one of its charms.
That's really fun.
You know,
yeah,
it's sometimes it's a melody comes almost as though like the fairies. I often say the fairies gifted me this melody,
yeah.
And often in the middle of the night. Like actually a song I'm working on at the moment, you know, it was one of those kind of awake at 3 a.m. and suddenly this melody came into my head and I actually got up and quickly recorded it on my, you know, voice recorder on my phone because the fairies have that tendency to take away just as
mm-hmm.
quickly what they give. And and so in that case, it was definitely the melody. And then I went for a hike like the next day through a beautiful area called Diablo Canyon here in not far from Santa Fe and just let that melody walk with me and hummed it the whole way. And suddenly I began to get visions that kind of fitted the melody as, yeah. So sometimes it works like that. Other times it's very much a theme and it's like I'll have an idea that I want to explore a particular, particular theme. And then, maybe a set of words might come and it might end up being like a very simple chant and then the song will sort of build around that. But honestly, like when I was there in Australia and I was nursing my dad and I just felt so exhausted and so full of grief,
mm-hmm.
I remember just this feeling of like being so stripped back. The idea of me as being Wendy Rule, the songwriter and performer, was so far from my consciousness,
mm-hmm.
I actually thought, I don't even know who I am right now. I looked at like my back catalog and I thought, I have no idea how I did that. Like, honestly,
mm-hmm.
I was just like just deep in it. And there is a mystery to every creative process. And I think part of it is just
mm-hmm.
that, like the last song, open up and dissolve and be willing to be in that very uncomfortable zone when you're creating, kind of like a cicada or a butterfly emerging
mm-hmm.
and it's or a snake shedding her skin. You know, it's not always lovely. It can be an incredibly uncomfortable zone when you've got something that wants to emerge but it hasn't found form yet. And yeah,
mm-hmm.
for a while, yeah, late last year when I was going through all that, I just thought, I have no idea. And then lo and behold, I thought, all right, I better write a song and prove that I do know what I'm doing. And so I got up with the dawn one day and Dad's house was across the road from the sea
mm-hmm.
and I went out and looked at the sunrise over the water and created an adventure and a little melody just started appearing and I suddenly had this return of hope. But I had to create that window for it. I had to recognize that I'd kind of lost my way creatively for that little bit of time and just give over
mm-hmm.
to the universe again and trust in the flow. Yeah, but it's still a great mystery to me. I don't know. Yeah.
Oh. Well, I'd like to play next from the album Wolf Sky, Elemental Chant.
Okay.
Each quarter, the earth is my mother and I know is her daughter. The circle extends to the stars and goes on forever. Each quarter, the earth is my mother and I know is her daughter. The circle extends to the stars and goes on forever. Oh,
Wow, that is, I love that song, and I will tell you, that is, I do public ritual every Sabbath, and that is one of the songs that we use to get people in what I call ritual mood. So,
oh, that's lovely to hear. Thank you.
Wonderful. So tell me about that song.
Well, I wanted to create a feeling of live ritual of dancing around the bonfire with your friends late at night under a full moon at a pagan festival. I wanted to get that feeling, which is very tricky in a studio. So I actually did invite so many of my, there was probably about 15 or 20 of us in the studio at that time, and not necessarily musicians, just my friends who were practicing pagans. And so there we all were crammed into the studio, and you know, people had shakers and drums, and there was a lot, you can hear like a chanting along, like there's a lot of voices in there. And a couple of my friends with beautiful voices did like little mini solos. And we just consciously raised energy in our genuine love of Mother Earth and the elements. And it was amazing. And that album, The Wolf Sky, it starts with another song called The Circle Song, where I come in each of the elements. It's like the east, the air, the soil, the mind, the gate that leaves the night behind. So that's the start of the album, and then it ends with the elemental chant, which kind of bookends so that the entire album is essentially a ritual, you know. Yeah.
Absolutely, and I use those songs. And it really put people in the mood. I mean, the music and the words, and absolutely, yeah, it's just both of those songs are absolutely fabulous. So,
thank you.
So thank you. Those are wonderful. So are you looking forward to doing live concerts again? Because your concerts are really fun.
Well, I did. One of the advantages of going back to Australia was that Australia it's got a really strict border protection at the moment. And it's essentially like Melbourne had, where I'm from, the longest lockdown in the world all of last year. And we're extremely strict. But what they essentially did was eradicate any cases of COVID. And so by the time I got there, Melbourne was just opening up again, and it was quite bizarre.
That's great.
I was able to do live shows, and there were still, you know, sensible restrictions in terms of, you know, capacity and mask wearing and all that kind of thing. But, when I got to Australia, I needed to do, there was a mandatory 2 weeks quarantine in a hotel, which the government then politely charges you $3,000 for. So that was something, but that's how they managed to kind of control. I know. God, it was crazy.
Thank you very much.
It was so crazy. But yeah, it meant that I actually did get to do live shows in Australia, and it was a bit of a shock to the system after a year of online concerts and pros and cons, you know. It was there was aspects of the online stuff that I was missing, and being able to completely control your environment and have a you know, the sound exactly as you wanted it. But there is something so lovely about just doing a live show with an audience and chatting.
Right.
But,
and feeling,
you know,
their energy. And yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. But I do think that it's surprising how well concerts have transferred over to the online format. And I think especially, like, if we do, if I do pre-recording, which is my preferred method, it means that I can then be kind of chatting online at the same time.
Right.
And we can be watching the concert together, and people can ask me questions of, you know, what's this song about, or what album's this from, or, you know, how are you?
That's fun.
And yeah, it's great
fun.
That's, I love
really,
it. So,
yeah. And it's funny because I do festivals, and I like meeting people in person and hugs and getting to know people. But financially, I'm only able to do that in a very small geographical area. And the gift I have
this year
is so many places have opened up, and, you know, I've gotten to attend festivals and see concerts from across the country that I probably would not, I would not have been able to afford to do that. So I think in the future, I think you're going to see a mix of online, but I think some virtual is here to stay.
I think so, too, because it actually does, it's a much more egalitarian kind of process. So, you know, this year I've got festivals, online festivals. I'm doing the Scottish Goddess Festival without having to fly to Scotland. I'm doing the Gathering of the Goddesses in Australia. Of course, I'm doing pagan spirit gathering right in spring next week. You know, it's like it's exciting because there's only so much travel that we as musicians can do as well. So it not only opens things up for the participants, but it opens things up for musicians where we're able to actually, well, charge less because we haven't got things like flights and accommodation to cover, and it means that it means that we can offer the music and share it more widely with festivals that mightn't otherwise be able to afford interstate or international artists. So, you know, there's, but like you say, nothing like a hug and looking someone in the eye. So, we'll get that again. We'll get that again soon. Yeah,
absolutely. Well, let's hear something from your latest album, which is Persephone. Let's hear The Wheel Will Turn.
Okay.
Lindsay, I cannot believe that it's been an hour already.
Oh, my goodness. That went so quickly.
I
goodness
told
me.
You it would. You are so delightful.
thank you.
Yes, I really want to thank you for taking the time to share your music and stories. And I didn't even get halfway through all the music I want to share. So I'm already going to tell you I'm going to be asking you back to share more of your music. It was. And I'm so excited. I'm going to be attending your online concert at PSG this year. So,
that's so great.
Thank you. And again,
you're welcome. Thank you.
Give us your website again.
Okay. It's just Wendy Rule, WendyRule.com. And on my website, you'll be able to find info for my Patreon page. If you scroll down to the bottom of each page, there's a link where you can sign up for $2 a month. And you'll also, right there on the front page, you'll find info for my upcoming Positive Magic course. It's the fourth time I will have run this, and we did it that actually kept me afloat last year, both financially and spiritually, to have this sense of community. And the Positive Magic course is, I just absolutely love it. So that starts next Tuesday, the day before the full moon, and goes right
about
through
your Positive Magic course.
Yeah.
If you're not able to attend the class, can you watch it virtual later, or do you need to be able to attend the class?
No, there's no set time. I just send out an email because I want to make it that it's available for, because I'm kind of half American, half Australian, it has to be able to fit both time zones. And so
it's completely flexible.
So, yeah. And so I send out an email every day, and that has a link to a meditation, and you just listen to it in your own time, like a 15-minute meditation. Then
that
four times across. Yeah, it's great. And then there's an online community, a private online community where we chat and share, and which is lovely. And then four times across the months, full moon, dark moon, new moon, full moon, I record a ritual, a video ritual, and send the link to that. And then you perform that in your own time as well. So it's very, very flexible. You can be as you
That's
can
wonderful.
Do a lightweight version and just lie in bed and listen to the meditations each day, or you can go absolutely full on and fully commit to the focused ritual journey. And every single time, it's been massively transformative for not just me, but for other participants too. And yeah, and it's only $60 for the month, and I give a 20% discount for my patrons, so it's $48 if you sign up to my
great.
Patreon page for $2. So yeah, I wanted to keep it like really affordable. And also, if the cost is prohibitive, just write to me, and I always have at least a few places available as scholarships, because, you know, magic is super important at the moment. We need to keep our focus and remind ourselves that we can be adaptable and that we're magicians, and that, and so if you're interested and you think, oh, I wish I could do that but haven't got the dosh, just send me an email, wendy@wendyrule.com, and we'll work something out. But don't let that hold you back, because the most important thing is the magic, you know?
Absolutely. And again, thank you.
You're welcome.
Besides Wendy, I want to thank Dave, our sound engineer, for his remember. Virtual PSG 2021 registration is now open. Go to circlesanctuary.org, look under the event tab for Pagan Spirit Gathering information, click it, and it'll tell you how to register. And finally, I'd like to thank all of you out there, our listeners, for your continued support of all of our shows here on Circle Sanctuary Network Podcast, or CSNP. Our next Circle Talk will be Tuesday, June 1st, and we'll be chatting and listening to the music of Kellyanna. I look forward to being with you all again, so please come back. We're now transitioning our show to musical selection. Good night, everybody, and blessed be.
leaves on the Hecate tree. Shed to the wind till a skeleton glows. The skeleton hides. I am alone in a forest of memories. Dragging behind me the howl of a winter.
Sanctuary Network Podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.